Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, profhearingcare.com, by the Castle Rock Petenwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, castlerock-petenwell.com, and by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, woodsideranch.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, July fun at the Range of Richfield and a look at 4th of July celebrations in Sheboygan and Florence County. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupie and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupie and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupie and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupie.com. And all 11 offices of Hupie and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, Jeff Kelm is on the road again this week. He's running a Masters Walleye Circuit tournament in Eau Gray, Michigan, and we'll try to catch up with him again next week. Meanwhile, we've been mowing, neutering lambs, and counting our blessings here that we haven't had any serious flooding. We've seen some heavy rainstorms in Vernon County and some flooding on the Kickapoo and other rivers, but I drove north along the Mississippi this week, and the Big River is high and muddy, as are many of its tributaries, and there's been some flooding in the area just north of La Crosse, and there's more water coming down. The river's still rising as of this recording on Thursday night. Next week, I'm heading to Johnson City, Tennessee for an Outdoor Writers Association of America Field Fest, a sort of mini-conference. There's a variety of activities to choose from, but I'll be whitewater rafting and fly fishing for trout and maybe smallmouths. And from there, I'll head down to spend a couple of days with my brother Mike in North Carolina, and I'm sure we'll do some fishing there. And after that, if I've still got the energy for it, I'm heading down to Florida to visit my younger brother, Pete, and then down to Key West for the Ernest Hemingway Lookalike Competition. Last year's winner, Garrett Marshall, is from Madison. We had him on the show shortly after he won last July, and he'll be down there along with a lot of other past winners and wannabes who are competing this year. Well, coming up, audiologist Dr. Allie Anderson talks about her next public presentation on hearing and tinnitus coming up in mid-July in Mauston. Jim Bobbyash reports on July activities at the Range of Richfield, and we'll hear about two July 4th celebrations, Eric Prince, Director of Economic Development for Explore Florence County, invites us to take in a parade and fireworks up there next week, and Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welsh reports good mixed bag action, fishing action, that is, off Sheboygan, and he invites us to watch the Venetian Boat Parade on July 3rd and the July 4th fireworks in Sheboygan. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Castle Rock and Petenwell are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at castlerock-petenwell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Petenwell Lakes Association.
Step outside, let us be your guide, Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to three waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle falls, and Washburn falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Well, it's time for another Lake Michigan Fishing Report brought to you by Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan and on the web at DumperDan.com. You'll also find updates on his Facebook page, including this report every time we record one, and that Facebook page is Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters. Also brought to you this week by Parker John's Barbecue and Pizza, located right across the river from Dumper Dan's and on the web at ParkerJohns.com, and you'll find them on Facebook at Parker John's Sheboygan. Joining us now, 2 weeks in a row, from Sheboygan, Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welsh. Well, Dan, I guess the fishing's been hot, or you wouldn't want to be talking again today.
Absolutely. That's why I got you back on the horn, Dan. We got to keep talking fishing because it's just that good. And I'm standing right here in my store. My six boats actually are pulling in right now. The fifth one's in, sixth one's pulling in. Weather's gorgeous, fish are biting, and yeah, we need to talk more fishing and keep everybody updated on what's going on the Big Lake Michigan system here.
You've been catching a mixed bag again?
Yeah, mixed bag, just like we talked about, a lot of cohos here in the spring, but they headed offshore a little bit, and they're mixing in these coho salmon with rainbow trout, lake trout. Great numbers of fish, Dan. It's unbelievable. These coolers are just, the covers are coming off. The coolers are tipped up. They're so full of fish. And some big lake trout up to 25 pounds is our biggest lake trout of the year, but a lot of 10, 15, 20 pounders in the lake trout category. But then coho was 5 pound range again, real stocky, nice fish. Kings, anywhere from 10 pounds up to about 25 as well. And occasionally some steelhead. So good variety. The steelhead are running good size in that 12 to 14 pound range. So just good, solid, good fishing here, good numbers of fish. Fish cleaners are staying very busy here at Dumper Dan's here the whole entire month of June, and just a lot of fun. Get on out here and enjoy this fishery because it's booming right now.
Sounds like you need bigger coolers.
I think we do. I don't know if they make them any bigger, though.
Well, do you have openings coming up in July?
Yes, we do. We're filled tight here in June. Obviously, we got July 4th coming up and then the whole month of July. So, yes, we do have some openings. We're about, I would say, 60% full right now, which is normal. By the time we get into July, we'll be closer to 90-plus percent full. So get a hold of me. I'm on the phone constantly with clients. You're answering questions, booking trips, lodging, fishing, everything. 920-377-1147. You'll talk to me direct, Dumper Dan. I take all my calls. I'll get you where you want to be, morning trip, afternoon trip, 2 or 3 day lodging, fishing package. But get on out here. August dates are filling too, but obviously July's next and a lot of people are grabbing them dates. We anticipate a good month of fishing and hopefully some good weather as well.
All right, and this is the time of year when you have that Venetian boat parade and, of course, the fireworks on the 4th of July.
Yeah, that's just a fun week here, too, and I've had some clients that come back every year that fish during that time, but also check out what Sheboygan all has to offer. So they'll stay in our condos 2-3 nights, and then on July 3rd, along with everybody else in the city of Sheboygan, I'll just swarm the lakefront here, riverfront, for Venetian Night Boat Parade, which is just a lot of fun. It's 25 give or take boats that are all decorated up with lights and what have you. that go up and down the river on July 3rd, starting at about 9 p.m. till about 10:30. So grab a spot along the Blue Rail anywhere on the Sheboygan River from 8th Street all the way out past the Coast Guard station into the harbor to partake in this event on July 3rd and July 4th. A lot of activity on shore with things going on, and then also the huge fireworks on the lake shore and the lakefront July 4th that evening at about 9 o'clock. A fun time to be on the river and on the lakeshore, checking out everything that Sheboygan has to offer.
And do you take boats out to watch the fireworks?
We do, yeah. We take boats out, and, you know, weather permitting, yeah, we get pretty close to the fireworks. We got a ringside seat, so it's a lot of fun to do that as well. And down by my store, people will be grilling brats, hamburgers, fish, and everything, and the store's open here for beverages, snacks. So it's just a cool time of year to just be down here. A couple of days of a lot of events going on, and the pubs and grills are busy, and there's stuff going on shore, and there's boats in the river and kayaking and pontooning and all sorts of stuff. So come on down here, Portage Sheboygan Riverfront, July 3rd, July 4th.
And the second sponsor this week is Parker Johns, and they're right across the river from you.
Yeah, they are. I'm looking at them right now from my door. They're right across the river to the northwest of us. You can walk over there if you want, over the bridge, or drive around. We've got patio seating outside right on the river if you want to be outside, or inside air-conditioned building. They have great food, great bar menu. They have a lot of unique, different style beverages. They got great pizza, chicken wing. Great place, Parker Johns. Great atmosphere. Definitely want to check it out when you're in town. A lot of our customers go there, and we do as well. We go by there all the time with their boats because it's downriver from us, so our customers, we point them out all the time, you know, where to go and check out Parker Johns here on the Sheboygan Riverfront.
You know what you need is a cable that runs from your place to Parker Johns so they can send those specials right across the river.
That would be pretty nice. Nice hot food just right over the river, right on the cable. That sounds good to me, man. That would be easy. Hey, I wanted to bring up one quick thing here. I'm looking at it on my desk. The mayor of Sheboygan stopped in the other day. They have an actual go fishing day that I never knew of in the 40-plus years I've been on this riverfront, June 18th. And he gave me a booklet here from the mayor of Sheboygan with a little plaque and award on it. And presented it to us. We'll put a picture of that on Facebook. We took a picture with him, but it's pretty cool. I never know they had a go fishing day until he gave this to us just the other day, so it's pretty neat.
Well, that's because you go fishing every day. So.
Yeah, it's go fishing's every day for us, right? Yeah. But I guess there's an actual go fishing day on the calendars. I was shocked when he came in here and handed me this. We took some pictures, and yeah, it was really exciting.
Cool. Another award for Dumper Dan. That's great. All right, well, we will let you go, and we will send folks to your website, DumperDan.com, and your Facebook page, Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters, and your phone number if people want to call you?
920-377-1147. Our Facebook page is just booming. I put up 10 to 20 pictures daily. Check out all the pictures. You might recognize some friends or family, see what we're catching.
All right, thanks, Dan. And second sponsor this week, Parker Johns Barbecue and Pizza. Their website, parkerjohns.com, and on Facebook at Parker Johns Sheboygan. Well, thanks, Dan. We'll talk to you again next week.
You bet. I'll be here, Dan. Thank you.
You bet. Dumper Dan Welch with the report from Dumper Dan Central there on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Florence County, Wisconsin invites you to explore thousands of acres of county, state, and national forest lands, plus wild rivers, ATV, UTV trails, and much more. You can learn all about opportunities there at exploreflorencecounty.com. And joining us now is the Director of Florence County Economic Development, Eric Prince. He's been a regular guest on the show, and we welcome him back. Well, Eric, thanks for joining us, and gosh, welcome back. It's been a few months.
It's been a few months, Dan. Thanks for having me back.
You're quite welcome. Now, a lot has changed since we spoke. You had some major construction work there on the roads and utilities, right?
Yeah, we had that, much like the rest of northern Wisconsin. We had no snowmobile trails open, the lack of precipitation, as the state would like to say. And then not too far after that, we ended up having to close down Central Ave, which is our major throughway, Route 2, right through the heart of downtown Florence. So that's really had an impact on us, on some businesses more than others. But we're glad to see the end of it, because the July 4th weekend is right around the corner, and we're certainly looking forward to having a good second half of the year.
Well, that's great to hear, and I understand your resource and visitor center is restored now and much nicer than it was.
It came out great. For those who have visited Florence, we have a visitor center. It's known as the Resource Center on the corner of Route 2 and 70, and we had a water accident. We had a water main that broke. The most damage that was done was to our gift shop, all the equipment, to the flooring, the subfloor, and that all needed to be replaced. We did a grand reopening on May 4th or 5th, whatever that Saturday is, that weekend. It was a great opening. There's a lot of people that have never been there. There's others that have gone in to visit after we had all the reconstruction done, and they're in awe of it. The contractors that we worked with did a fantastic job. And, you know, Wendy Gelhoff, my predecessor, she's now the director over there. The team that's over there, they are just doing a great job, and I couldn't be happier about how it's all running.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, I'm glad to hear Wendy is running the gift shop and the interpretive center now. Be sure to say hello for me when you see her.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, what do you got going on now? The July 4th weekend is usually a time when there are parades and events. What's going on up in Florence County?
And it's no different in Florence. You know the Skeeters, the water skiing show?
Yeah.
That happens on Wednesday the 3rd, Thursday the 4th, and then Sunday the 7th. They're going to be busy showing off. I think on July 4th, it's at 2 o'clock. July 6th on Saturday, that's going to be the busy day. We have down at the Roadhouse 139 in Long Lake, we have a band called Kindred, and that's their 4th of July party. There wasn't any time listed, so I'm guessing that they're going to be partying all day long. Also down in Long Lake, they have their 4th of July parade and picnic. That supports the Tipler and Long Lake firefighters. Now up in Florence, we have the Tavern Street Dance with a band called Just Us. The music in the cornhole tournament all start around noon. I know one of the local radio stations is going to be doing a bunch of, you know, games and stuff. And there's going to be a dunk tank. I'm not going to tell you who might be in the dunk tank. I was told about that. And then on the same night, we worked with the Florence Fire Department. And right across the street from the street dance is Fisher Lake. And they're going to have the fireworks there that night, probably around 9:15, 9:30. And then after they're done, everybody can go back over to the street dance. So it should be a lot of fun on that Saturday.
Fantastic.
I mean, outside of the fact that we have all of our waterways, campsites, and all that good stuff that you'd come to Florence for a 4th of July weekend. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And I understand there are some new interpretive trails in the woods. Our friend John Robertson has been busy.
Yeah, I actually did it with him about 2 weeks ago. I did the route. There's a 3/4 mile walk that goes around by the visitor center. It's all about the story about trees. And I'm just going to leave it at that. It's based on a book that we actually sell in the interpretive center, but he did an outstanding job with all the contemplation benches is what he calls them, and the different signage at the different stops. It's actually a pretty easy trail, so you can get through there pretty easily. And that's on top of all the other trails that we have throughout the county, of course. That's kind of an interesting one that John just cleaned up, and it's pretty neat.
Well, cool. And, of course, your ATV, UTV trails, they must be pretty busy this time of year.
They are. We've seen a number of trails that the town and the sheriff's office have opened up that weren't previously open to UTVs and ATVs. So we've seen a little bit of a loosening with that. But, yeah, all the trails are well-groomed by our friends at the Blue Ox Trail Riders and ready to go. We're looking forward to having people coming through town, back in town, going to bars and restaurants. And we have new owners for it used to be Whistler's Bait Shop. It's now known as the Castaway Bait Shop. Go in and say hi to John and Katie. They're doing a great job. As a matter of fact, they've reapplied for their FFO, and they're going to be selling firearms again there too. So regardless of everything else that is trying to challenge us, we're working through it, and things are still going pretty well here in Florence.
Well, you've got the northern Wisconsin spirit of we can do it, and go ahead and put an obstacle in front of us. We'll jump over it, or we'll get through it, and that's great to hear.
Very much. Yeah.
We're going to let you go, Eric. I know you're busy and you've got a busy weekend coming up, and we will talk to you again in a few weeks and see how the rest of the summer looks.
Well, maybe we can even get you up here.
I would love to do that, yes.
All right, Dan. Thanks so much. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too. Eric Prince is the director of Florence County Economic Development, and you can learn about everything we talked about and more at exploreflorencecounty.com. The Range of Richfield is your ultimate shooting experience. They're located on Helson Drive, and that's just north of the Richfield Cabela's store, where Highways 41 and 45 divide. And you can find them on the web at therangewi.com. Joining us now for our monthly update on what's going on at the range is Range of Richfield President Jim Bobiesch. Jim, thanks for joining us and welcome back.
Hi, Dan. It's great to be back. I hope you're enjoying this warm and wet weather we're having here in Wisconsin.
Well, dealing with it, I guess, is the way to put it. I'm glad that we don't have a drought, but we've had enough rain where I live.
Oh, likewise. The ground is saturated here. It rained yesterday and rained again this morning. So
yeah.
Just never stopping.
Yeah. At least we're not Mankato, Minnesota. The bridge went out. How was June?
June was fantastic, Dan. On Father's Day, we had a great turnout. We had lots of dads and their kids coming in, shooting and having a wonderful time. The traffic remains steady, and we're seeing a lot of folks taking advantage of our $10 Wednesdays. This is a summer special with all lanes, both standard and premium, only $10. So be sure to stop in and take advantage of this summer bargain. Also, we brought back our free gun rental Thursdays. So rent any lane and get a free gun rental that includes eyes, ears, and a target. And it's about a $15 value.
Yeah, that's cool. How's your gun supply?
It's great right now. Our cases are full. We're seeing a steady stream of Hellcats, Uzis, Glocks, Kanics, and ARs showing up at our dock. I don't think our gun case has been this full in a long time. So if you're interested, come on in, take a look. It's a great time to buy your next firearm before our Second Amendment rights disappear. So we got to be careful.
Yeah, well, you have a great selection. That's good to know. And you also have classes and private lessons. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. We are committed to our education center and encourage anyone to please take a class or a lesson. Just owning a firearm is not enough. You must become one with it, and that means training and practice. As you know, we offer several different training sessions at all skill levels. In addition to our private lessons, we have 5 highly skilled and trained instructors that are available for individual, couples, or group lessons. Beginner, intermediate, advanced, the handgun, AR, shotgun, we are here to help train you and keep you safe.
Great. You probably don't have many classes going on now, but I would guess fall is going to be a busy time.
Right. Summer, you know, there's so much outdoor activity with festivals and so forth, so we kind of scale back on that. We do have a couple set up for here in July. We have our Wisconsin Concealed Carry class, which is on Sunday, the 28th, and that's from 8 o'clock until noon. And then First Shots, which is another real popular class, that's going to be Wednesday, the 17th, from 6:30 until 8 o'clock. We do have some in August, and these are pretty popular ones. We have our NRA Basic Pistol class on Saturday and Sunday, August 2nd and 3rd, 8 until noon. And then our extremely popular AR class, that's on Saturday and Sunday, August 17th and 18th, from 8 o'clock till noon. So, you know, if you're interested in any of these classes, just give us a call or stop in. Go to our website. We'd love to have you here.
Okay. Got any specials this month?
We do. We're having our Christmas in July special. We have tables and racks with all sorts of deals and steals. We're talking about camel clothing, Browning clothing, swimwear, jewelry, and household items. We have 15% off all range gear, belts, concealed carry purses, and mags. And we want to move some of those firearms we talked about earlier, so we're going to offer 5% off any firearm. So come on in and take advantage of that. The other thing we're doing this month is 10% off all paid and full memberships and renewals. So again, these are some pretty good deals. So if you're interested in any of that, come on in.
All right. And how about safes?
We have a great selection of safes right now. They're in store, ready to go. And this month we have a few on sale. We have the Colonial 23, which is a white gloss flag safe. It's got a really cool American flag on the front. That's $300 off. We have a USA 50 gloss gray with an e-lock, only $23.99. USA 50 gloss white, $23.99 also. And then our best seller is a USA 50 in textured granite, with an ELAC, now only $21.99. So here's a chance to pick up one of the best built safes in America, and we'd love to talk to you.
Okay. How about your consignment program?
Oh, the consignment gun program is going along very strong. We have kind of a steady stream of folks coming in that are interested in selling either their guns that they don't use anymore or guns that they won and they don't really want to keep it. And we do a lot of estates. We have one guy brought in, I think he brought in like 50 different guns.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's really amazing. So we've had a lot of success. We either try to sell it in store or we put it on GunBroker. Everybody walks out of here happy.
Well, that's a good thing. Now, with the holiday this coming week, what are your hours?
Well, we are closing at 5 o'clock on July 3rd, and then we'll be closed all day Thursday, July 4th. We'll be back with our regular hours Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So enjoy the 4th, and we look forward to seeing you after.
Okay, and as always, if someone is not in the market for a new gun but just wants to talk about guns, you're available.
Oh, yeah. I've got people here that really know guns. Come on in. We can show you what's new, what's coming. You can even test drive them. We have got some gun rentals. Come on in, even if you're not in the market right now.
All right. Well, Jim, thanks so much for giving us an update on what's going on at the range, and we'll talk to you again at the beginning of August.
Sounds great, Dan. I look forward to it.
All right. Jim Bobiash is the president of the Range of Richfield. They are located on Helson Drive, just north of the Richfield Cabela's store, and that's where Highways 41 and 45 divide. You can also find them on the web at therangewi.com, where you'll find information on everything we talked about. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Professional Hearing Care, LLC, with offices in Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, Wisconsin, is a full-service hearing health care clinic. Professional Hearing Care is the highest-rated practice in Wisconsin, and their website is profhearingcare.com. And I'm actually once again in the Westby office now, and joining me is audiologist Dr. Allie Anderson. thanks for joining me. Thanks for letting me come to your office again.
Yes, absolutely. We kind of kill two birds with one stone. It works out.
We do. I get a checkup. I get my ears cleaned, my hearing aids tuned up, and we get an interview.
Yeah, works out really well.
And we're in the sound booth today. That's the first time we've done this. We'll see how that works.
Yes, and probably the only office that we could do this in.
Is that right?
Our Westby booth is our biggest booth. And I joke that it's from World War II era. It's huge, but it does the job.
You say huge. You couldn't make a small bedroom out of this. It's just a tiny little booth, but room for two of us, couple chairs, and our audio equipment. Mm-hmm. Well, the website, as I mentioned, is profhearingcare.com, and there's a phone number you can call for information, and that is 608-292-4916. And if you mention that you heard about Professional Hearing Care on Outdoors Radio, you get your first consultation absolutely free. Well, last month you had a hearing and tinnitus symposium in Onalaska, and I promised that I would be there, but my schedule just went haywire and I couldn't make it, so I apologize for that.
Way okay. Well, hopefully you can make the next one coming up in July.
I'm hoping that I can. So how did that one go in Onalaska?
It went really well. We were able to help a lot of individuals, a lot of tinnitus patients there, which is always good to answer those questions because there's a lot of unknowns about that.
There certainly is, and I'm still learning about it. Tinnitus is what a lot of people call that ringing in their ears. Some people call it tinnitus.
Yep, same way, tomato, tomato.
Okay, yeah, let's call the whole thing off. Is the
yeah.
song.
Yes.
Anyway, so you have another symposium in July in Mauston. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, so same as the one that we had in Westby and La Crosse, so we'll be talking about hearing loss, tinnitus, the connection between the ear and the brain, and how it's related to cognitive decline and dementia. But as the best part about it is we talk about the benefits of medical treatment as well. And we have a group of people there, so everybody, you know, asks questions, and I kind of bring science to reality and just walk you through how we can help.
And you mentioned the connection between tinnitus and hearing loss and possible dementia. And that's what really got me hooked, I guess I would say. You know, I've had hearing issues for most of my adult life because I was on my high school rifle team, as my listeners are probably tired of hearing me say. And I've been a hunter and shooter. And, of course, I use hearing protection now, but the damage was done early on. Mm-hmm. And when you and Dr. Laura pointed out that if you can't hear well, that could be a pathway to cognitive loss, too. That's scary.
It is scary, and it's hard news to share with patients, too. But if we explain kind of why it's happening, but how you can reduce your risk by as much as 200 to 500% by, you know, treating it appropriately, then it makes it a lot easier. So 4 out of 10 cases of dementia are considered preventable. And the number one most modifiable risk factor is treating hearing loss with a medical professional, not the game ears that you can buy, you know, at Cabela's. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a big differentiator. But truly the biggest thing is when we're not hearing well, we're putting extra stress on the brain because we have to really focus in, and other parts of the brain are using resources to help fill in the gaps. So when we can ease that listening effort, your brain doesn't have to work as hard, and the resources go back to where they need to be. So that's a huge part of that.
All right. So you will cover that and much more.
Oh, yes. That's just a little insight.
In this symposium, it's July 18th. Where is it?
It's at the American Legion in Mauston. And you can find more information on our website. And there's a little place where you can register beforehand, just so we'd like to have a good idea of who's coming, because we have light refreshments, so how much to order and how much supplies to bring.
Okay, and that starts at 10 a.m. It's a morning thing.
Yep, 10 a.m.
All right, 10 a.m., July 18th, American Legion Post in Mauston. Well, last time we talked, you mentioned that you are now wearing hearing aids, mm-hmm. and you're still a young woman. Why are you wearing hearing aids?
Yes, so I also grew up hunting.
You did, I know.
Farming, no hearing protection whatsoever growing up. So, you know, we'd play any Oakley in the backyard, and we never thought about it at all. So I have auditory damage. It's been documented now. So because my tinnitus started early, I thought, you know, I can't talk about the importance of treating tinnitus if I'm not doing it myself. So I kind of, if I talk the talk, I also have to walk the walk. So with my tinnitus starting, I kind of got ahead of it. And when I'm wearing my treatment technology, it goes down where I don't even hear it throughout the day.
Yeah, and I've noticed that too. I've mentioned that to you, that when I'm wearing my hearing aids, the ringing is just either minimal or just not there at all. I don't notice it. That's the key thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's not bothering me. And that ringing is something that the brain creates to replace sound that it's not hearing. Is that right?
Correct. Just like phantom limb or phantom limb pain. So if someone loses a thumb, they still feel that burning, itching sensation like their thumb is still there. That's the brain creating that sensation. So the same thing is happening when we have auditory damage. The amount of sound going from the ear to the brain is reduced. And the brain gets upset and actually creates that signal.
That's strange, but it's good to know.
Yeah. Brain, the human body's so interesting.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Well, you talk about hunting. You're a hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Were you turkey hunting this year?
I was not turkey hunting, but I will say I was scouting this year.
Uh-huh, okay.
I went back home to Minnesota, where I grew up, and you forget the beauty of, you know, being out in the country. We're sipping coffee by the garden, and we looked over, and 20 yards from us was a big old tom, and it was, the beard was dragging on the ground, and my sister and I looked at each other and laughed, and went, ah, people are out, you know, in the woods, you know, doing all their turkey hunting, and we're just sipping coffee, and they're just hanging out with us.
Yeah, and no shotgun and no permit,
nope.
So you just let them walk.
Let them walk.
Yeah.
If we had different circumstances, I'm sure we could hunt that way.
Yeah, well, more than one turkey's been shot off the back deck, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And I won't say at your house. I know at other people's houses, so...
How was your turkey season?
Well, actually, we had a great season. I've talked about it already on the show. I got three birds, which is only the second time I've ever done it, 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
And my son got a couple, and other people we hunt with also got several birds. We got a freezer still full of turkey, and we're eating it regularly. And we talked about that on last week's show. Wisconsin harvested 50,435 birds this year, which is the fourth highest total ever.
Wow.
Got a lot of birds around, so we hope that this year's brood production is good, and there'll be plenty of turkeys for you and me and your sister next
year.
Yes,
for sure.
Well, I got a couple questions about hearing aids. Now, when I was hunting this year, I'm very careful when I wear them, but I took my face mask off at one point, pulled one of the hearing aids out, and didn't notice it till it was gone until I got back to the truck. I knew where it happened. My son said, well, you took your mask off when you joined me on that trail. So later that afternoon, I went back, and sure enough, there it was lying in the trail. But that could have been in the brush. What are the options?
You're not the first person who's had this happen either, so it's very common. There are truly a couple options when it comes to keeping them in your ears. One, which I just thought of, which we didn't talk about earlier, there's actually a feature that if one drops, the other one will say lost partner.
Ooh.
So it'll get you to stop, look, and then you know what fell off your ear. The second option is to get them connected to your phone, which is, it goes up the last point your phone is connected to Bluetooth, so that is kind of not as accurate. And the third one, which my grandpa does, is he just wears a headband around his ears. Now, if you're taking the face mask on and off, that's one thing. I don't know how much that'll help. When you're walking through the woods, if we're doing a drive for deer hunting, he'll wear that headband around his ears, so that way a stick doesn't come off.
Mm-hmm.
Or when he's mowing lawn, he wears a bucket hat versus just a regular ball cap, so that it covers his ears a little bit more, so you know the branch can just come in and help.
Well, that's good to know. Now, this weather that we've been suffering through the last week, it's cooling off now, but gosh, a few days of really hot, humid weather, is that a problem for hearing aids?
It can be with some of them, but with the newer technology, they have a coating over them to help with the moisture. So there's a couple things you could do. Again, one is there are sleeves that you can put over there called sweat sleeves to help protect your sweat from getting into them. But really now they stay pretty dry just with that coating. The other thing that we have in our Mawson office is a dryer that it actually takes the moisture out of the aid, and it actually shows us a measurement, which is really cool. So that has been really helpful for our patients, and when you come in for your regular check-ins, we try to put it through that dryer as well, just to stay on top of any repairs.
Yeah, okay, great. I have not noticed the problem, but I have a friend who wears hearing aids. He said he has those sleeves to keep his perspiration out of the hearing aids. Another hunting-related question. I got the impression that my hearing aids actually dampen gunshot sounds, but we haven't talked about that. Is that really what's happening?
Yeah, so when there's a very loud impulse sound like a gunshot, it cuts it off to where it's not over-amplifying it, so trying to shut it down. However, it's not like a plug, because your ear canal is pretty open typically when we treat hearing loss, because we want those natural sounds to come in as well, and you don't feel as plugged up. So that gunshot sound is still going through your ear canal, but the aid itself isn't amplifying it. It's trying to shut it down. Does that make sense?
It does. Okay. It does, yeah. Well, Dr. Alley, as always, I learn something on our visits, and I get my ears cleaned and my hearing aids tuned up, so I appreciate that. And thanks so much for sharing this information with me and our listeners. And tell us once again the date and the time of your next symposium.
Yes, and it's my pleasure. I honestly love doing these interviews and having my patients come in and talking about it. It's a good conversation piece. But our symposium is July 18th. That's in Mauston, and it starts at 10 a.m. You can give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to our website. It's profhearingcare.com, where there's a link to register as well. So you can call or go online to register, and I hope to see you there.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And folks, if you do call in or if you come to the symposium, be sure to tell them you heard about it on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Castle Rock and Pete and Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at CastleRock-PeteandWell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Pete and Well Lakes Association.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to three waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle falls, and Washburn falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com. Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com. If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge. And members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend and on the web at cedarlakesales.com. They've got lots of used fishing boats on display and Crestliner's huge rebates end this Saturday, June 29th. There are model year-end promotions still going on for Camus and Yarcraft. Check the website for details or give them a call. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, profhearingcare.com. By the Castle Rock Peatonwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, castlerock-peatonwell.com. And by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, woodsideranch.com. And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And the last several years of the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV show are archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel. And if you missed any dates, websites, phone numbers, or information we've mentioned on this week's show, you can always listen again online at lake-link.com/radio. You can also subscribe to our podcast there or download episodes going back to a year or so. Our show is also available as a podcast on other platforms, including the Outdoor News platform, outdoornews.com/podcasts. Find Jeff on social media at Hardwater Jeff and find me at Dan Small Outdoors. Just a few notes from the DNR. If you're planning to visit a state park trail or natural area next weekend, avoid the lines and buy your daily or seasonal vehicle and trail passes online. You can do that on your Go Wild account, and if you don't have an account, just search the DNR website for Go Wild. This year's deer season framework has been approved by the Natural Resources Board, and that includes season dates for bow, crossbow, firearm, and muzzleloader, along with other special seasons and bonus antlerless permit numbers. For details, search the DNR website for deer hunting. And if you're looking for a place to hunt this fall, there's a new public access lands web map and app on the DNR website, keywords, public access lands. The DNR advises boaters that they'll see more DNR conservation wardens and area law enforcement on the water July 4th through the 6th as part of the National Operation Dry Water campaign. Wardens and other law enforcement agencies will educate boaters about safe boating practices, including sober boating across the country. Remember, boating under the influence is just as illegal as driving under the influence. And finally, this note. Some people have been harvesting cicadas from state lands in southern Wisconsin. Maybe to eat them? I don't know. The DNR reminds us that state law prohibits the capture and removal of animals, including insects, from state park properties. There are exceptions, of course, for authorized hunting and fishing activities, but not for gathering insects. So leave those cicadas alone. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson, and Warren's next performance is July 6th at Big Top Chautauqua, where Warren and a host of friends will present Riding the Wind. For tickets, visit bigtop.org. And for more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small. Jeff Kelm is on the road, as we mentioned, but we'll talk with him again next week, and if not, we'll talk about him. Get outside this weekend and have a safe and enjoyable 4th of July week coming up. And join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
The moose's nose and the heron is fishing on one cold leg. When the loon cries lover, in the blue north wind. I'll be trolling home to you when my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy ack is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be true.